Well, thank you, Gentry, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to In Touch. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 on WCCI. Today we have Jeff Winton, founder and chairman of the nonprofit Rural Minds, along with Nikki Schaefer, director of occupational health and wellness at Pfizer. And we know this is the holiday time, and there's a lot going on in all of our individual lives. And Jeff and Nikki, it's a very important time to think about physical well-being and mental well-being as well.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And especially for the people that we serve in rural America, this can be a very trying time. Those who make their living in agriculture already struggle with long hours and financial instability, and not being able to, quite honestly, attend events when others do, because cattle have to be fed and cows have to be milked, and all of those things that happen in rural areas. And so the added pressure that comes with the holidays and unrealistic expectations about gift giving and entertaining can be especially troubling and problematic.
Nikki, would you like to kind of build upon that and also, you know, help us understand what are some of the things we're facing right now?
Absolutely. And building on what Jeff said, the financial strain can be so difficult because we also put unexpected pressures on ourselves about we've got to buy the best gift or we have to buy gifts for so many other people. And we really need to spend time focusing on not the gift giving, but really on the times together and recognize that we don't need to have feelings of guilt or shame or inadequacy. And really just looking at how those increased stressors affect us and be able to reflect on ways that we can minimize our own stressors, take time for ourselves so that we are able to stay in the best physical and mental well-being state during this holiday time.
And I think one of the things that happens to all of us, you talked about those expectations, as we think about, you know, those great holidays past, and we have a little competition with ourselves to try to, you know, match that. That's not always the case. We can't do that as adults as well.
Absolutely. And it's not just that. We know that in our minds, we also remember all the really good things, and that's great. However, our minds sometimes put extra rose-colored glasses on for us. And so we remember that some one big thing was fabulous during that holiday, and then we make the whole holiday seem like it has to continue to get bigger and bigger because that was the best. And I think that our lives have, as you said, become a competition. So how do we decrease that? And on the flip side, there are also those that have had a lot of trauma during other holidays. So we need to also keep in mind that because holidays were bad in the past doesn't mean that this one needs to be bad. So it's really level setting and setting those realistic expectations. What are we in control of? What can we align? Because our own self-expectations are really where the stressors often come from. It's not all of the other family expectations necessarily. I would build on that, though, by saying that with loneliness, when we talk about feeling isolated or lonely, that doesn't necessarily mean that we are physically alone. But holidays can really be challenging for those that are already feeling a bit sad or, again, setting these unrealistic expectations for themselves. And so they're unable to connect with others or maybe the relationships with their family members who are at these events or friends that are at these events aren't great. So how do we set boundaries for ourselves and really limit how much time and energy we put into or focus on those poor relationships and events?
And Jeff, I should have probably started with this at the top, but it's now a good time to bring up the fact that the reason we're having this conversation today is because in our rural areas here in Illinois and throughout the nation, these problems maybe are magnified because we don't have the help necessary. We're underserved out here.
That's absolutely right. The resources available in rural areas across the United States are certainly constrained much more so than in suburban and urban areas. There is help, but you A, have to admit you need help. You have to know where to go, and you have to have the ability to travel to wherever that may be. And in some states, like the Dakotas and Montana, for example, people may have to drive several hours. We don't have mass transportation in many areas of rural America. We don't have trains. We don't have buses. We don't even have Ubers where my farm is in upstate New York. So it's important to know that the transportation is critical. In addition to the fact that many people, especially if they're working in farming or fishing or the lumber industry or mining, other rurally based occupations, can't necessarily just pick up and leave their job and go and drive a couple hours to the nearest healthcare provider. But one of the main things, Brian, that we like to remind people of is that you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable and getting to a point where you will readily admit you have an issue and that you will talk about this with someone. Mental illness is so stigmatized, especially in rural areas still, that people don't even consider it an illness. People will consider it a character flaw or something that they should be ashamed of or embarrassed about. And it's very much an illness, just like cancer is and heart disease, but we've got to start looking at it in a different perspective, because once we consider it an illness, people will seek help. And again, there is help. It may take a little while to find it, but we have a lot of resources on our website, which is ruralminds.org, that can help people find those resources. And also, we like to remind people about the 988 number that someone can call or text 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, where you will be connected with someone who can help you in any given moment. But most importantly, they will also help you after the call is over to connect with resources in your local area.
And Nikki, you were in the midst of kind of describing some of the coping mechanisms and some hints in that. I didn't mean to interrupt. I should have started with that. But let's just go back and, you know, talk about some other little things that we can do individually to try to ensure that we get through the holidays in a good mental frame of mind.
No problems whatsoever. So absolutely, I think that some of the biggest ones really are about prioritizing your self-care. So recognizing that you still need to get enough sleep, you need to have your physical activity, and really maintaining a balanced diet. So trying not to overindulge in alcohol and habits that you wouldn't normally do, and looking for ways that you can manage your stress, such as taking a walk, such as setting boundaries, prioritizing tasks, and just recognizing and reflecting on your thoughts and what your expectations are going into each one of these events or just into the holidays in general. And by seeking support of family members or friends or mental health professionals, you also recognize you're not alone. And that's probably the biggest message, is that you're not alone. There are many people who are having challenges and who are suffering. So don't see this as a character flaw. See this as a medical condition that needs addressed, just like you would if you had high blood pressure or diabetes. So really look for ways to engage in healthy activities and healthy self-care.
Well, we'd like to say thank you so much for stopping by. We wish you the best. Happy holidays. We'll start with you, Jeff, and then we'll finish with Nikki. Any final thoughts today?
Yeah, thank you, Brian. We appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. I would just say again to the people that we serve, there is help, there is hope, there are resources, despite the fact that they may be more limited, but it begins with you. You have to admit that you're having an issue, and it's okay to have an issue, as Nikki said, but then you need to take the next steps and talk to someone to seek that help. And again, as a reminder, the help can be found at ruralminds.org or by calling or texting 988.
And Jeff, you, Nikki?
You summed it up well. Jeff, you summed it up well. I would, again, just reiterate everything that you've said. Seek that support and know that you're not alone.
We want to thank you both for stopping by. We wish you the best as we head into 2025, and come back at any point in the future and keep us updated on these very important health topics.
Thanks,
thank
Brian.
You very
Happy
much,
holidays.
Brian. Happy holidays.
And that's today's In Touch. Our guests have been Jeff Winton, founder and chairman of the nonprofit Rural Minds, and Nikki Schaefer, director of occupational health and wellness at Pfizer. In Touch airs weekday mornings at 11:40 here on New Hit Country.